Parshas Vayera. Welcome back, everybody. This, Be'ezus Hashem, is the beginning of our 13th year of giving this shiur. So Be'ezus Hashem, Kodesh Baruch Hu should give us the koiches to continue together for many, many more years to come, to try to be mischazek every week with the limudim from the Parshas HaShavua. This week, as we very often do in Parshas Vayera, we will look at the parasha of the Akedah. Vayehi achar advorim o'ele v'ha'elohikim niso es Avraham. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tests Avraham with the Akedah. He is instructed to shecht the son that he's waited for 100 years for, and indeed he is willing to do so. As we know, eventually the Torah writes in Pasuk Yud Ches that he was on the verge of shechting his son Yitzchok when all of a sudden a malach appears and calls out to him and says, no, al tishlach yodcho el hanar, do not slaughter the child, v'al tas lo mu'uma, don't do anything to him at all. Now here come the words that we would like to focus on for a moment or two. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, ki ato yodati, because now I know, ki yirei Elohim ato, you are a yorei Elohim. You did not spare your child. You were fully prepared to offer him up as a korban. So it's quite clear from the psukim that the grand finale, as it were, of these nisyonos, 10 in total, according to most opinions, the akedah is the final nisyon, and the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, crowns Avraham with the title Yirei Elohim Ata, you are a God-fearing person. Now, we know that Avraham is the Midah of Chesed. The Torah describes at great length the various chasodim that Avraham Avinu was involved with, whether the beginning of this week's parasha with the guests, 3 days after having performed the mitzvah of Milah, also in this parasha the way he was so dedicated to davening and trying to help out Sodom, the way he saved Lot, etc., etc., etc. I would have expected, therefore, perhaps, that the last nisayon, the absolute grand finale, should be perhaps a test to the extent to which Avraham Avinu is able and willing to perform chesed. He's had multiple tests in chesed, so maybe a super chesed would be required of him, and that would be the grand finale, the culmination of his life's work, of the avodah of chesed. But surely, that's not what it says over here. To the contrary, the Akedah would seem to be the opposite of Chesed. The Akedah would seem to be the antithesis of kindness, to be willing to slaughter his beloved child Yitzchok. And indeed, the Torah does not entitle him as the great Baal Chesed. What does the Torah call him? Yirei Elohim Ato. So quite clearly, the purpose of this nisayon, it would seem to be, has nothing to do with chesed. In fact, it's the opposite of chesed. Avraham Avinu, for some reason, and this is what we would like to discuss, had to prove that he was a Yorei Elohim. So how is that in fitting with Avraham Avinu's lifetime avoida of chesed? And furthermore, when we talk about Yirei Elohim, wouldn't we associate that more with Yitzchok, not with Avraham? We know that whilst the mid of Avraham Avinu is that of Ahavo and Chesed, Yitzchok is of course the mid of Pachad Yitzchok, Gevura, Din, Yiro. And all of a sudden this avoida of Yiro, which we would have associated perhaps more with Yitzchok, is in fact the title that Avraham Avinu receives. But Avraham Avinu, Lechoira, that's not his avoida, Yiro. His avoida is Chesed. So how is the avoida of the Nisayon really in fitting with Avraham Avinu's avoida? And in particular, we must remember that this is the last Nisayon, as mentioned according to most Rishonim. So this must be the grand culmination, the final stage in Avraham Avinu's lifetime avoida. What, in fact, was the avoida of the Nisayon of the Akedah, in particular when we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu crowns him with the title Yirei Elohim Ato. We would have associated that perhaps more with Yitzchak Avinu, but no, Avraham Avinu is the one who receives that mantra. So I'd like to share with you, in the main, almost everything we are going to say now is taken from the Sefer Mizmor LeDavid, which is written by the Rosh Hashiva of Yeshivas Chevron, Rabbi David Cohen, one of the G'dayli Yisrael, and in a very, very lengthy piece, he talks in depth about the Nisoyen of the Akedah, and we will take excerpts from his wonderful passage there, and we will try and explain what is it that Yirei Elohim Ato seems to be the pivotal moment, the central avodah of the Nisoyen of the Akedah. And we will see Be'ezus Hashem together, Devorim Amukim and Devorim Yesoidim, deep and also very fundamental understandings of the whole function and the tachlis of the Ovos HaKadoshim in this world. After the Akedah, two psukim later it says, Vayikra Avraham Shem HaMokim HaHu. Avraham Avinu called that place. What did he call it? Hashem Yireh. Asher Yeomer Hayoim Bahar Hashem Yeroeh. Which mountain was this, by the way? As we well know, it was Har HaMoriah, which would eventually be the Mokim of the Mikdash. So Rashi says on that posuk, what does it mean, Hashem Yireh? This is the mountain, Har HaMoriah, the Beis HaMikdash. Says Rashi that Avraham Avinu was pointing out that this is going to be the place upon which Lahashreis Boi Shechinosei, upon which HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shechinah would dwell. Something very, very significant is happening over here. At the exact moment of the Akedah, this mountain is being chosen to be the Mokoim of Hashra'as HaShechinah, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's divine presence to dwell right there. We need to ask ourselves a very important question, because we very often talk about Hashra'as HaShechinah. It sounds like a very esoteric concept. What does that mean, Hashra'as HaShechinah? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's divine presence is to be found in the Beis HaMikdash, on Har HaMoriah. What do those mean? What does that concept mean? And in fact, the Medrash tells us that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Nis'ave, HaKadosh Baruch Hu desired sheyeheloi dira betachtoinim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have a dwelling place betachtoinim, down here on planet Earth. And in fact, the Medrash describes Ba'arichus that what happened was essentially the Shechinah was supposed to be and initially began that way betachtoinim in this world. What happened? Adam HaRishon committed a chait, followed by Cain, and there were various aveiros throughout the doiros, whether it be the doir hamabul or the doir haflogah or that of Sodom, that caused the Shechinah to leave further and further and further, and become cut off from this world. Ukenegdon omdu atzadikim. There were tzadikim who brought the Shechinah back down to this world, where, as it were, it belongs. Avraham brought the Shechinah closer to the Tachtoinim, followed by Yitzchak, followed by Yaakov, and it ended up with Moshe Rabbeinu. These are very deep concepts. What does this mean? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu had the Shechinah, as it were, supposed to be residing in the Tachtoinim, here on planet Earth, and it was the job, Rosh Verishon, of the Ovos HaKadoshim to bring the Shechinah back down. So we learn a very tremendous yesod, that there is a concept called Hashra'as HaShechinah, which needs definition, and it was the job of the Ovos HaKadoshim to ensure that that happens. But what's so critical to us is that what we are learning from our parasha is that when did that happen? It was Avraham Avinu who launched the process. When? Precisely at the time of the Akedah. As we learned in Rashi, at the time of the Akedah, Avraham Avinu points out that this mountain is going to be the place where Lahashreis Boi Shechinosei. There is something significant about the Akedah which will launch the process of Hashra'as HaShechinah. And this needs explanation. So, we are trying to understand, generally, what does that mean, Bichlal, the whole concept of Hashra'as HaShechinah? Why is this the purpose and the avodah of the Ovos HaKadoshim? And what has that got to do particularly with the Nisoyen of the Akedah? The final question is, there's a fascinating medrash, this is a medrash Tanchuma in this week's parasha. We have discussed in previous years at great length why it is that the Akedah is called the test of Avraham and not Yitzchok. Surely it's as much a test for Yitzchok, maybe to an extent even more for Yitzchok. He's the one having to be killed. And nonetheless, we do call it one of the ten Nisyonos of Avraham Avinu. However, the Medrash, a fascinating Medrash in Parshas Vayera, says as follows. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, the Malachim protested, why would you want to create human beings? Mo enoish kisiz karenu. What is the purpose of creating human beings? Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look at what type of human beings are going to be created. Asidim atem lirois. You in the future are going to see es ho'av sheshoichet es haben v'haben nishchat al kiddush shmi. If we translate, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds to the Malachim and he says, you are destined to see a father shechting his son and a son being shechted by his father. That sounds rather repetitious. If a father shechts his son, then his son's going to be shecht by his father. So clearly the Medrash is teaching us something very fundamental over here, that there is a synthesis over here between, on the one hand, the willingness of Avraham to shecht his son, together combined with the willingness of Yitzchak Avinu to be shechted by his father. It's not just a repetitious lashon in the Medrash. And this, therefore, is our final question. What is this dual role, this convergence of the Avoida of Avraham, shechting his son Yitzchok, together with the Avoida of Yitzchok being willing to be shechted by his father Avraham? So I think we've asked enough questions for a while, although we'll see, there's still some more to come. But this is what we're trying to examine together. Why is the Avoida of the Akedah? Why does that culminate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu calling Avraham Yirei Elohim? That doesn't seem to be anything to do with Chesed. That's the lifetime Avodah of Avraham Avinu. If anything, Yiras Elohim is more associated with Pachad and Din and Gvura, which is the Avodah of Yitzchok. What is this concept of Hashroas Hashchina in the world? Why is that the role of the Avos? What's that got to do with the Akedah? And what is this combined Avodah of Avraham and Yitzchok with regard to the Nisayim of the Akedah? So here is where we are introduced to a phenomenally important principle. And this really explains to us what it means, Hashroas Hashchina. There is another phrase which Rashi talks about in Parshas Lech Lecha, that the Tzaddikim are the Merkava Shel Mokim. Merkava, we would translate as the chariot, as it were. The function of a chariot is to hold the king. So the tzaddikim are the chariot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Ramban quotes a medrash which says, Ha'avos are the merkava. It's not just a general title for tzaddikim. The Avos HaKadoshim are the chariot for the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Maral explains, and this is where we're bringing this back to Ashroas Hashchina, in what does it mean that the tzaddikim are the chariot for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Ki al yodom, because it is through them that the Shechina is Shoira Ba'aretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina resides in this world through the Avos, which we have to define, and that's what it means that they are the Merkava of the Shechina. So the explanation is to be found in a Ramban. And this is a remarkably important Ramban. The Ramban is to be found in the Sefer Emunah in Bitochen, and this really opens up our entire look to this rather deep, esoteric-sounding concept of Hashroas Hashchina, Merkava Lashchina, through the Avos. What does all of this mean? The Ramban says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts with certain midos. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu has midos with which he runs the world. There is a midah called Chesed. There is a midah called Gevura. We say it every day in davening. Atogibor. We talk about the tremendous Chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. The midah of Avraham Avinu is indeed Chesed. The midah of Yitzchak Avinu is Gevura, Pachad. The midah of Yaakov Avinu is, of course, Emes. Emes LeYaakov. But we know Hashem Elokeichem Emes. Says the Ramban, and this is the big Yesoid, the Midos of the Ovois, which emulate those of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what it means Hashroas Hashchino in this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Midos are manifest in this world. How so? The answer is, through the Tzaddikim, specifically the Ovois HaKadoshim, who are the ones who are the paradigm of those Midos. A phenomenal Yesod. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, exists in the world as we see it, through the Midos of the Ovois, which are emulating those of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we talk about Avram as being the Amud HaChesed, and Yitzchok of being Gevura, and Yaakov of being Emes, that's not a coincidence that those are all the Midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That, in fact, is the Avoida of the Ovois HaKadosh. We asked before, what does it mean that the Ovois bring the Shekhinah to the world? What does that mean? Now we understand. They allow HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, to be manifest in this world. How so? We cannot relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in any way, only to the way that He conducts Himself with us. We have no concept of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, but rather we have a concept of the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts. And that manifests itself by virtue of the fact that the Ovois HaKadoshim exemplify those very midos. So if you want to see, as it were, how can you be privy to the chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is manhig the oilom with? The answer is, it's through Avraham Avinu, who personifies chesed. And what about the midah of gevura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You will see that here, ba'olam hazeh, not bashamayim. Here, ba'olam hazeh, you'll see it through Yitzchak Avinu. And the midah of emes, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midah, Hashem Elokeichem emes, how does it manifest itself? Here, ba'olam hatachtoinim. It's all thanks to Yaakov Avinu, because Yaakov's midah is emes. A phenomenal yesod. Now we come back to the Akid. Avraham Avinu's Midah, as we said, is the Midah of Chesed. So if Avraham Avinu wants to bring the Shekhinah to this world, what is his role in doing so? By perfecting the Midah of Chesed. And that way, you bring Shekhinah. What does that mean, you bring Shekhinah? That way you have allowed the Midah of Chesed, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be manifest in this world. In which case, now the question becomes even stronger. So what has that got to do with the Akedah? We said before, it was just after the Akedah that Avraham Avinu called this Mokim Hashem Yireh. And Rashi said, Lahashrois Boi Shechinosei. The Mepharshim explained it was precisely now at the time of the Akedah that the first stage in bringing the Shechinah down to the world, the process had begun. But one moment. If Hashra'as HaShchinah means the Ovois perfecting the Midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then which Midah is it that Avraham Avinu perfects? Chesed. Well, there wasn't any Chesed in the Akedah. So why now, of all times, is Avraham Avinu bringing the Shechinah down? Avraham Avinu was Oisik in Chesed his whole life. Why don't we find, in the beginning of Parshas Vayera, when B'mesiras Nefesh Rav, Avraham Avinu performs a phenomenal act of chesed, despite being elderly and sick, together with the Malochim, why don't we find there that, oh, a tremendous midah of chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed is therefore manifest in this world, and Avraham has thereby brought Shechinah to this world. We don't find that. Where do we find the first mention of Avraham Avinu bringing Shechinah to the world? At the Akedah. What has Akedah got to do with Chesed? So we turn to a Mishnah. And everybody knows the Mishnah in the beginning of Avos, Al Sholosh Dvorim Ha'olam Ha'imed, Al HaTorah, Al Avodah V'Al Gemilus Chasodim. And we know the Mepharshim explain, Reb Chaim V'Loshim, that these three, Amudei Ha'olam, Torah, Avodah, and Gemilus Chasodim, are precisely the Midos of the Ovois HaKadoshim. Who is the paradigm of Torah? That is Yaakov Avinu. He is the Ishtam Yoshev Oiholim. Who is Avodah? That is Yitzchak Avinu. He is the Avodah. He is the Korban on the Mizbeach. And who is Gemilas Chasadim? That is Avram Avinu. Says the Ramban, at which point did Yitzchok Avinu become the dogma of Avodah at the Akedah? What happened at the Akedah? Says the Ramban, Avodah, Pachad, Gevura. That is the Midah of Yitzchok Avinu. What is Gevura? Eizehu Gibor HaKoivesh Es Yitzchok. Gibor, when we're talking about the Midah of Gevura, does not, obviously, refer to physical strength. Gevura is the ability to hold back. HaKoivesh Es Yitzchok. The Yitzhara is telling you do this and do the other. The Midah of Gevura is to abstain, to withhold, to draw back from your natural inclinations. A person has all types of taivos. The Midah of Gevura, strength, not physical strength, the Midah of Gevura allows him to pull back from my natural inclination. That is the precise opposite of Chesed. What is Chesed? Chesed is, I give away. It is active. Gevura is the opposite of being active. Non-active. Holding back. Holding back. In fact, the Ramban writes in one place that all mitzvahs, as we know, are split up into two. Asay and loisasay. Says the Ramban, and the Vilna Goin explains that mitzvahs asay is all about doing. It comes from chesed. Mitzvahs loisasay are about not doing, abstaining, that requires gevura. Meforshim explain over here now that Yitzchok Avinu, at which point did he become the dogma of gevura at the Akedah? What happened at the Akedah? He was able to restrain his natural rotzein. Nobody in the world wants to die, as David HaMelech said. Ulamoves loinasanoni. Please, I don't want to die. By Yitzchok being willing to be shechted by Avram Avinu, that was the ultimate in gevura. Withholding, restraining myself, and allowing myself to be offered up as a korban on the Mizbeach. Now, we bring this all to a full circle. The Meshech Chochma writes, in one line, a very crypting sounding line. He says, Leyoidea Soid, to those who know secrets, the secret of the Akedah is Eish and Mayim convert. And he says, Ayin Bezehar. Eish is always the middle of Din, and Mayim is always Chesed. So here, Rabbeisai, we close the circle. And David Cohen in his Sefer, and you'll see how everything we've mentioned until now is a lead up and a build-up to this. He quotes, as his final maramokim almost, the Michtav Eliyahu, which is, of course, Rav Dessler's Sefer. When a person is a Baal Chesed, he has the Midah of Chesed. As we explained before, Chesed is all about doing and giving away. Is that a positive Midah? Obviously it is. It's one of the Amudei Ha'olam. Says the Michtav Eliyahu, that if you're not careful, Chesed can be unbridled and not have the correct gevulois, and you can actually end up misguiding the chesed to a very unhealthy place. Every chesed will only reach its shleimus when you're able to curb that chesed with the midah of gevura. If a person is the ultimate Baal Chesed and he gives everything away, and he's always active and never knows when to be non-active, that could be very, 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 very dangerous. For example, in a very practical way, says Rav Dessler, I want to give away my money. But if you do so without combining the midah of gevura in your chesed, you know what you'll end up doing? Giving away all of your money. That is not Ratzon Hashem. That is not Ratzon Hashem. Another example, and we find this with Shaul HaMelech. Shaul HaMelech had compassion on Agag, the Melech of Amalek. That surely comes from Midah of Chesed. That is misplaced. That's Chesed that's gone too far. As the Baskoil emerged min Hashamayim, Al Tehei Tzadik Harbe. That's Chesed which hasn't been curbed with the Midah of Gevura. When Shaul HaMelech was facing Agag, the Melech of Amalek, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want Chesed over there to manifest itself. Here you need a little dosage of Gevura. It's true. You don't want to kill people. Okay, you have to go against your natural Ratzon and be misgaber and kill Agag. Says the Michtav Eliyahu, to be perfectly honest, the opposite is also true. Chesed needs Gevura, but Gevura needs Chesed as well. If a person only has the middah of Gevura, forever restraining, without mixing in, combining that with the middah of Chesed, that is also a very dangerous existence. And Reb Dessler quotes one line from the great Reb Yerucham, the Mira Mashkiach, and I quote, Shebechol madrega shetzorech ha'odom leishtamesh beyira uba'ahava gam yachad. Yira and ahava, Chesed and Gvura, have to work in tandem. Do you know why, says Rabbi Rucham, and this is really our Yesod tonight? Ki shtei hamidois ho'eila mashlimois zu es zu. You cannot just have Chesed, you cannot just have Gvura. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the middah of Chesed, but also Ator Gibor. If that's the case, now we understand a whole new look at the Nisayon of the Akedah. The Avoida of the Nisayon of the Akedah, we asked, what is the middah of Avraham Avinu? The middah is Chesed. What's that got to do with the Akedah? Isn't the Akedah the opposite of Chesed? The answer is exact. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the culmination of your life's work of Chesed is to show me that you can combine it together with Yira and Gevura. Because if Chesed goes too far, then you won't be able to slaughter your first son. In which case you're going against the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi said, these are Dvorim Amukim. The Avoida of the Nisayon of the Akedah was the final stage in Avraham Avinu's lifetime's work. Yes, you've always been Isaac in Chesed. Show me that you can combine the Yira together with the Chesed, and then indeed you are the master Baal Chesed. So it's true. Avraham Avinu was Isaac in Chesed his whole life. But Chesed is being active, going with your Ritzonis. Sometimes you have to go keneged your Ratz. Shaul HaMelech didn't know how to do that, and he was punished. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avraham Avinu, in order to be the ultimate Baal Chesed, which you have been, but I need to test you one last test. Are you able to display Gevura and Yira as well? Are you able to perform an act which would seem to be the opposite of Chesed? And if you are, then you really are a Baal Chesed. Then, and only then, you have perfected the middah of Chesed. Now we understand why was the Hashroas Hashchino. Avraham Avinu brings down the Shchino into this world. We said that sounds like a very airy-fairy concept. It's not. It's the Avos HaKadoshim emulating the Midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, such that they are manifest in this world. That's what it means, that they are the Merkava to the Shchino. Avraham Avinu's branch, his stage in the Avodah was what? To bring which middah into this world? Chesed. So we ask, fine. But why did that happen at the Akedah? Why is the Hashroas Hashchina only mentioned at the Akedah? And the answer is, because it was Dafka at the Akedah that he perfected the middah of Chesed. How so? By combining it together with the Avodah of Yitzchak. We mentioned before the Medrash Tanchuma. The Av shechs the sun, and the son is shechted by the Av. That's another way of saying that there is a convergence of the midos of Chesed and Gevura together. Vayelchu shnehem yachtov. They went together. Doesn't just mean that geographically they were standing next to each other. Means this was a great convergence of Avram's midah of Chesed, but he needed to also bring into his lifetime's Avodah Yitzchok's Midah, which is that of Gevura. And if that's the case, then we come back to the very first question we asked tonight. After the Akedah, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to Avraham Avinu? Now I know ki Yirei Elohim ato. Phenomenal. Yirei Elohim? Yira? Pachad? isn't that Yitzchok's Avodah? The answer is, Avraham Avinu's Nisoyin of the Akedah was precisely to take Yitzchok's Avodah and merge that with his Midah of Chesed. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now I know ki yirei lo kimato. Until this point you were capable of remarkable Chesed. It's true. The Malachim and Sadoim and Loit and Sorrow and everything. Wonderful. But there's one last stage. To become the ultimate Baal Chesed, you've got to mix that together with a bit of Gevurah. Because it's very unhealthy only to have the Midah of Chesed. Now I see that you are able to be a Giboir. To go against your Ratzonos. Nobody wants to shech their son. And if you're able to do so and display the Midah of Yirah, then indeed you are the ultimate Baal Chesed. And that answers magnificently our first question. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, now I've seen your Yirei Elohim? That's not Avraham Avinu's Avodah. Avraham Avinu's Avodah is to be the Baal Chesed. Yes, but the Baal Chesed needs an element of Yirah and Gevurah as well. He has to have the Vayelchu Shneim Yachtov. He has to be able to combine, at the right moment, Chesed with Gevurah. As Rav Dessler taught us, those midos are mashlim each other. If you have one without the other, that's very dangerous. So I think the picture is now complete. The role of the Oves HaKadoshim, this is a brand new look, is to be the Merkava for the Shekhinah. To bring the Shekhinah down in this world. What does that mean? To allow HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midos to be manifest in this world. Which particular midah? Each one of the Oves HaKadoshim had a different midah. Avraham Avinu, Chesed. How do you become the ultimate Baal Chesed? By combining it with Gevurah and Yirah. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now I know ki yirei Elohim ata. In which case, indeed, you are the supreme Baal Chesed. Because if it's not mixed with Yirah, what happens? Then it's Chesed and Chesed alone. That could be very dangerous. So let's just finish off, perhaps, to add one more line. We've spoken tonight about what happened after the Akedah. But we all remember what happened just before the Akedah. Avraham Avinu is walking towards Haran Moriah with Yishmael. And he gets to there, and what does he tell Yishmael? You have to stay here. Shavu lochem poi imarachamu. I think in light of what we've explained tonight, there's a tremendous depth. Yishmael, and we see this until this very day, with the Arab culture, Yishmael has the midah of chesed. Rashi tells us in the beginning of the parasha, who was involved in looking after the guests of Avraham Avinu? Yishmael. Do you know what the problem with Yishmael is? He has no gevura together with his chesed. It's unbridled chesed. Do you know what the Torah in Parshas Kedoshim calls aroyos, immorality? The Torah calls it ki chesed hu. Immorality has a very holy shoyrish, the midah of chesed. Do you know what the problem is? It's unbridled chesed. Chesed is you want to give things away. I give my money away, I give everything away, and when it comes to aroyos, I give my guf away as well. Sorry, that's chesed gone too far. The shoyrish of aroyos is chesed. Who else ended up being over aroyos? Loit. Loit, great Mesiras Nefesh, looked after the Malachim in Sodom. And what happens in the next Pasuk? We know he was over Aroyes. Loit is a Talmud of Avraham Avinu, as is Yishmael. He has the Midah of Chesed, but it's not mixed with Yirah. The Chesed has gone too far. He's literally prepared to give everything away, including his own guf. That's not a Baal Chesed. In which case, says Avraham Avinu to Yishmael, I'm sorry, you have to stay here. You cannot join us for the Akedah. Why not? Because the Akedah is the opposite of you, Yishmael. The whole avoid of the Akedah is to merge Gevura with Chesed. The problem with you, Yishmael, is you don't know how to do that. You're Chesed without the Gevura. You end up with Aroyos. You have no Sheiches to the Akedah. You have to stay right here. So this, I think, is a tremendous look at the whole parasha of not only of the Akedah, but also of the lifetime's Avodah of the Oves. Everybody knows that Avraham Avinu is Chesed, and Yitzchak is Gevura, and Yaakov is Emes, but we have learned tonight that there's a tremendous depth to that avoida. That avoida is to allow the hashroas hashchina in this world, to allow the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be manifest. That's the general principle. Specific limud from this week's parasha is, the avoida of the Akedah was when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, now I see Yirei Elohim Atah. If you are a Yirei Elohim, then you have successfully brought Gevura together, combined with Chesed. That, in truth, is the ultimate Baal Chesed. And you, indeed, have allowed the Midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be manifest in this world. And that's why, at that point, and never before, does Avraham Avinu say, ah, this is Har Yiroeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shechina is going to reside in this world. Why? Because now, and only now, Avraham Avinu has become the paradigm of the Midah of Chesed. How so? Because he's brought Yiroh and Gevurah into it. He's performed Chesed, it together with Gevurah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shechina is manifest, and that what it means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, now you're a Yirei Elohim, you have perfected the Midah of Chesed, and now the Shechina can reside in this world. The obvious lesson is, of course, very obvious. Chesed is a wonderful Midah. V'holachto bedrochav, oilom chesed yibonen. But chesed can go too far on occasion, and it can end up with the worst of the worst aviras. And if it's unbridled, if it's not mixed with the element of gevura, then chas v'shalom, you end up like Yishmael and Eloit, who are also tremendous balei chesed, but they don't know how to mix gevura into it, and they end up chas v'shalom with arayis. Shaul performed a midah of chesed, but it was misplaced because he didn't kill Agag when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. To have the knowledge when to combine gevura together with chesed, that, and only that, means you are the ultimate Baal Chesed. I wish everybody, Be'ezus Hashem, a good Shabbos.